The program you're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. And good morning. It is 9:30 right on the nose. And boy, golly, doing the social distancing thing, it is Brad Dungeness with Car Talk this morning. How you doing, Brad?
I'm well, Tom. How are you today?
I'm well, and I'm very, very positive. I'm going to stay positive.
Got to stay positive. These are unprecedented times. I know everybody's concerned and is staying home, which is great. We've got our health and safety of our employees and our customers is our primary focus.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's why I didn't come down again this week. It just seems like it's better that way. We've changed so much in our operation here. We don't move around much anymore. We've got restricted access to the showroom and buildings altogether, closed our waiting areas. Pretty much everything's by appointment now. You know, we remain open to serve the critical transportation needs of our customers and the community, and you know that's important even these times of crisis. I know people need their cars to get around, and it's critical. And you know, with things like recalls, and, you know, even basic maintenance, tires, brakes, batteries, stuff like that, people are need to still service their vehicles, and there are going to be things that come up. So it's important that we try to stay operational. We're keeping our team working and productive and safe at the same time. We've kind of reduced our hours, and we're working some shifts now where we keep some people rotating in and out throughout our operating hours, and some during extended hours where we some of the techs come in and work at night and stuff now. And some of our people who can work from home are doing that too. So it's we've radically changed our operation over the last couple of weeks, and really every day it seems like.
Well, you did. The times are changing, and it sounds like you've done the responsible thing. And you know, this is kind of where we are right now. But still, if you do have an automotive need, whether it's to purchase or for service, it's great to know that the people that have been taking care of us in the community for about 90 years or so are still down the street and ready to roll to take care of you, but just kind of on a different way, but the same quality same assurances.
You know, I'm so proud of our team, Tom, and I was watching them yesterday. We sold a few vehicles, and it went like clockwork. The process, these days, so much of this is done before you get to the dealership, and this was happening even before this current crisis. With all the tools on our website to handle financing, the trade value, you calculate payments, you can get to the market price. It's fast, easy, and convenient to do all that when you're sitting at home. And then what we really focus on and recommend now is if you need something there, you know, we can really limit your time at the dealership, your time. We use social distancing, and with the restricted access to our spaces, which we have lots of spaces, we can really make sure that everything works right, that there's no proper contact with limited number of people in any area. We've got the really good controlled environment that we can disinfect and keep clean. And we've got our team using gloves and where necessary other protective equipment. We've got, we've been trying to be creative too. We do pickup and delivery. We can do remote curbside and driveway service where we can pick up and drop off your car and never really have to have contact with you, pay online or over the phone. And these things are in all our departments. So whether you need parts, the body shop, detail, we've all adapted to this. And, so what the key is to call first, right? prefer if you don't come in. It's easier to know when you're coming, what you need. If we've got others coming at the same time, we may need to move you around a little bit, just for obvious reasons, to keep everybody separated. But I'll tell you what, it has been working like clockwork. It's amazing how quickly our team has adapted to these new processes. And I know the customers appreciate it because I can see them, their comfort level in this. At first, we were all kind of nervous. What do we do? How do we do this? But we've just created and talk about it all the time and created a real environment where everybody's focused on it, and real proud of the team. It's great to see them work together, and knock on wood, we've made it so far, and business has been All right. And the business has dropped off a bit. Sales are slow and service volume is down. And, you know, you've seen in the news all this, the effect this is going to have on our economy. But we're going to keep going. You mentioned our longevity here. You know, April's a big month for us. We were founded and or moved to Bartlesville. My grandfather originally founded the dealership in Tonkawa way back in 1929. And Dutch Ford has served Bartlesville now since April 1st of 1941. So we're entering our 80th year serving our community's transportation needs. And that's a legacy and a heritage that we are really proud of. And, you know, we've been through a lot of things before, and we'll get through this too. And I know Bartlesville will. And we'll be better for it when we get through it, and just got to keep your head up and keep moving and handle situations as they come.
Brad, we're having a little bit of a problem with the line. I'm going to ask you to quickly disengage and then re-engage. In the meantime, I'm going to tell them a little bit about the website here real quick, okay?
All right.
Okay, very good. Remember, you can go to DungeousChoice.com, and that will put you right there on the landing page. It'll take you to all the Dungeous dealerships, and let's see if we can re-engage once again with Brad. Brad, are you back with us?
I am back. Is that any better?
Yes, it is. It is. It is better.
Excellent.
Okay, good.
Sorry about that. This technology isn't perfect.
No, but it's better than a virus, that's for sure. So I just told them about getting onto Dungeous Choice, and that's the landing page where you can go to all the Dungeous dealerships.
That's right. It's a great way to start there. You can get, like I mentioned, all the tools that we have on our website. So trade value, credit, payment. You can schedule appointments for service. We're there to chat with you, answer any questions you have. You can give us a call, of course, at 918-333-0900. The phone has become a critical thing, obviously, with with so much of our business now being done through appointment. We're getting lots of calls and asking everybody to be patient and understand the changes we've made in our processes. Definitely you want to call before you come in, and we'll set up everything so that we can handle your needs right away when you get in and move it on right real quick.
And it's all about just being careful. And, of course, there's never really any rush to get business done. We can take our time this way, I guess, maybe even a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more comfortable than normal.
You know, I think it is. I mean, it tends to not take so long because we do know where you're coming in for, and we've start and if we can anticipate you coming, we can have, you know, everything prepared for when you get there. So some things actually do go quite a bit faster this way. And of course, if you're staying at home and we do pick up and delivery, we can just bring your car right back to your driveway and drop the keys in the mailbox or wherever you ask us to. And you know, of course, we'll clean them up and make sure they're disinfected and your steering wheel and all that. Of course, we have steering wheel covers and gloves and all kinds of stuff we use to make sure. But, you know, we're using a hydrogen peroxide disinfecting products that are recommended for automobile cleaning. These are things that won't damage the vehicle and chrome or paints, but are really good at killing these things. And we've got the gloves, the steering wheel covers, and with the remote and curbside and driveway service, I think we're really set up to help anybody with any of their needs.
Well, that is great. You know, and the really the nice thing about the pick up and drop off right there that Dungeness is giving it to people as a special service and a special courtesy. There are a lot of people who are working remotely. They're working from home, and
right.
you're really not going to need it for a whole lot. This makes it even more convenient and less taxing on the customer.
Well, and of course, we want everybody to stay home as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not encouraging people moving around or coming up here for things they don't need. This is a time where you really need to be selective in what you do. We're going to eliminate as much contact as possible and really adjusted for that. But we're ready to, if you do need us, and if you are working at home and there is a vehicle need or you've got a safety recall, this is a great time to get that completed because we've got the parts, we've got the time, we've got a controlled environment, and we can get it taken care of. You know, another thing we're seeing a lot of, and I think is important to remind people, is that changing your cabin air filter is a really great thing to do.
Wow.
It keeps your vehicle clean on the inside. It's got, keeps it from developing odors, and it also can just make sure that you're not passing anything around through your system internally in the vehicle. It's a great product, and when they started adding those to cars, it really did make them safer for people too, with allergies and things like that. And this, with a lot of allergies going off at this time of the season in Oklahoma too, that's a big deal, because you do want to kind of eliminate that from being your concern. And in this pandemic, it's important that we can separate those conditions, of course.
Indeed. The community and the businesses, a lot like Dungis dealerships, have really been going the extra mile to make sure that everyone is safe, everyone is being well taken care of, and that business is still being transacted. And like you said, by appointment, that works out so well. And taking care of some things via internet is also a way to plan ahead for that vehicle purchase, or maybe if you need one right now. What kind of specials do we have going on right now for folks who really want to tap on the computer?
Few, there's a lot of stuff happening out there in the market. The Ford Built to Lend a Hand program is continuing, and they announced that last month that they've got 0% for 84 months out there right now on almost all our 2019 vehicles. And they just added 0% for 72 months on the 2019 Super Duty, which is a great incentive on Super Duty on the incredible truck we've got there. Then you also have an alternative situation where you can get 3 payments deferred. I think that one's combinable with the 0%. Or you can have them actually give you a rebate, too, where they'll make 3 payments for you. So up to 6 payments can be deferred. If you choose the rebate portion that makes the payments for you, you can't have the 0 for 84. But we can help you work all that out. There's a lot of other great incentives right now. And, I think with the state of the business, with the large drop in sales, there's just a lot of urgency in us to sell cars. So if they are in the market, it's a good time to shop. Toyota also has some great value on their vehicles and has 0% for up to 60 months on a number of vehicles, including Corolla, Camry, and the 2019 Highlander Gas is 0 for 62. So you've got great deals there on the all-new Highlander Gas 2020 model. You've actually got a TFS APR cash of $750 that was just announced, too. And that's a great vehicle. We've been selling a few of those since it was launched, and you definitely want to check out the new Highlander if you're in the market for a midsize SUV. It's an outstanding vehicle.
Oh, it is. And, the thing is, I see the little Highlander plate. And, of course, Dungis stamp going down the roads. At least I did when a lot of cars were out there. I still see a few of them out there. But it's like, doggone, does he have any on the lot? I kept thinking about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's been one of our best-selling models. Mm-hmm. That's true. It is very popular. And on the Ford side, Explorer. You have an all-new Explorer and the Lincoln Aviator, too. All three are in that great segment. The midsize SUV market is really one of our best-selling segments of the market, and that and pickup trucks really probably make up about 70% of what we sell.
That Explorer, not only is it very, very practical, but man, it's comfortable too.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. The thing that I think people often overlook in the new vehicles is how much more comfortable they are and all the great technology they've added. There's so much in a new vehicle, and that's you really need to experience that if you haven't in recent years.
Man, I tell you, it's absolutely something. The Aviator, I've not been inside one yet, but what I've seen and what I've looked at online, that just looks like something that's just made for Bartlesville.
Well, it is, and what's great now is we started doing this recently, too, with the changes and things. If people just want to look at a car, you said you hadn't seen an Aviator, we could set up a video conference where we can actually show you one of our cars.
Hot dog.
And you can sit there at the station and get a full walk around on the Aviator without even coming down here.
that's pretty cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and anybody can do that. It's just not
anybody can do that. Yeah. Our team is trained to do that. We've been having Zoom meetings and video conferences a lot more in the last few mm-hmm. weeks, like everyone else. If you're working at home, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I could be in a video conference pretty much all day, every day now. But it's amazing technology, and it does, it really helps connect and continue the process here, and it allows us all to stay safely apart and still engage with each other and handle your needs that way. So that's another option, of course. You can contact us, too, through our social media. We've got great presence on Facebook for all our brands. Just check out Dungis Ford, Dungis Toyota, or Dungis Lincoln. And like you mentioned, our websites are there too. Get to those easily through the DungisChoice.com landing page, and it'll take you to each of our showrooms, to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln. And you can get a full listing of our inventory, all with their market-based prices. Most of our vehicles have dozens of pictures inside and out, showing what the vehicle's all about. We do a lot to help you understand the value of the vehicle that you're getting. There's links to help you get your trade evaluated, to get your credit process started, to calculate payments, to see what the market price of a car is. How does this compare to other vehicles that are online in the area? We've got some tools that help you do that also. Most of our used vehicles, too, will give you a reference point on our vehicle to the NADA retail value, so you understand what the value of the vehicle is. And we take great pride in the pricing of our cars. We spend a few hours every day analyzing our pricing on new and used vehicles and making sure we've got great market-based prices on our cars. And so that eliminates a lot of the back and forth and the stuff in the traditional car sales process that made people comfortable or maybe added more time to it. That's been something we've been focused on now for a long time. But, it's kind of accelerated with all these changes in our processes over the last few weeks. It's interesting to see how that's affected us. I think our business and like of the world is changing, and we may not go back to quite how we were before. I kind of think car sales will go more like this in the future.
It's amazing what we do learn as we try to adapt to all the different changes that are coming at us. But it seems like the Dungis dealerships have been very proactive on a lot of fronts anyway. And when this came about, it just appears from the outside looking in that you guys were a lot more ready for it than the average bear.
Well, I don't know. We're also focused on what we do here. But, yeah, we have been focused on it. We saw right away the impact of this on our business. And so you want to prepare. I mean, definitely. I mean, we employ around 60 or 70 people here mm-hmm. in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I have done that now, like I said, since 1941. So we want to keep our people employed. And we don't want to just shut it down or start laying off or furloughing people. So it's important to us to operate and provide the jobs and security for our employees and our customers. Like I mm-hmm. mentioned before, sometimes you just need your car fixed and you can't be stranded there at home and without access to your doctor, to the pharmacy, to the grocery store. These are things that today we realize and maybe a few weeks ago we might have almost taken for granted, but today that's not. You need those people that are going to work today in these essential businesses are critical. And we should give a shout out to our health professionals in our community, and they're getting ready for this and around the country and around the world. Those people deserve immense credit for what they're facing and all the challenges that they've got going on day to day. So let's rally for them and everybody pay attention. That's the focus of what I do pretty much all day, every day. So, and maybe that's why it seems like we're prepared, as we just talk about it a lot.
Well,
that's important, of course.
It is. It very much is. And, you know, you talked about emergency maintenance, but there are also folks who are the essential workers whose vehicles are essential. And if it's time for that oil change and the tire rotation, we can get that taken care of. But, again, let's do this the smart way by appointment, correct?
Correct. Everything sales and service has pretty much gone to appointment. Of course, if you have an emergency, don't hesitate to come in.
Yeah.
We'll make arrangements when you get here. When you pull up to service, there's a sign that says, please don't come in, kind of unusual in our business. But what we're asking you to do is pull up and just give us a call when you're outside the dealership on the service drive. Mm-hmm. Call 918-333-0900. And we'll come out to get you and keep the proper distance and make all the arrangements that way. You know, if you call before you come in, we can make those arrangements beforehand and figure out how it's going to work and talk about that with you. So that makes it a little bit easier. Same thing in sales, of course. If we know what you're coming in for, we can be ready and really make it a very comfortable and easy process.
Well, I like the way, you know, we were talking about earlier, I want to circle back to it, is that if you are looking for a vehicle, one, you can get on the internet. You'll have someone there that can talk with them if they have questions. But also, you can make that appointment to actually look at the vehicle from the comfort of your home before actually making the appointment to come in. So, as you say, getting a lot of things taken care of before, you know, closing in on the distance there. You got it made. It's a darn solid plan, and I think it's one that's very, very workable. And to be quite honest with you, I think a lot of folks maybe will try to model after what you've been doing.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because for a few days there, we were thinking, well, maybe we should be recommending we go to people's houses and do it all there.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking through that, you know, you see the ads on TV and, you know, I hope these folks are doing it safely. But to me, I can control my environment here. I know my people are well trained on this. I know that we have disinfected our spaces and that it's cleaned every night. In enhanced cleaning protocols, we put it together too, and that we clean and disinfect throughout the day. We are really focused on this, and so I really think this is the best way to do it right now. Is to do it in a controlled environment. We've made arrangements when we need to do it outside. We've been doing deliveries in large spaces on our pads and moving tables outside so that you and your guests can be comfortable out there. We've even done a couple of deliveries on the service drive where we do all the paperwork out there when it was too windy or the weather didn't allow for it to happen outside. You know, so we're just doing everything we can to keep a controlled environment and do everything right. And it does make a difference, I think. I can tell, like I said, on our customers' faces that they're comfortable with the process. And I think you're right. It is one that's solid and works, and so we're focused on doing that right. It does go through all our departments now. I mentioned the body shop. There's another critical essential business. Mm-hmm. If you happen to be in an accident or something and need your vehicle fixed, we continue to do estimates. You can come in for that, but we do prefer that you make a call so we know you're coming. We can also come to your vehicle, you know, and make arrangements for towing and stuff like that for you if that's necessary. And, of course, there's other shops out there and people who depend on our parts department. So we still do, curbside, remote, and driveway service for parts. That's something we've done. We've been delivering parts forever, but now it's a little bit different process. A lot of times we're just setting them outside, and people come out and get them. So this is just all evolving all the time.
Well, it's great that you're staying ahead of the curve. You know, the thing is that this will one day end. And when it does, I think you've already been compiling the lessons learned. We've talked a little bit about that throughout the course of the show today. But I think a lot of us are probably going to maybe view getting out in a different way and perhaps maybe trying to get as much done in controlled environments before we do go out moving forward.
Yeah.
I can see that. I really can. So.
No, I think it is going to, that part of it is going to probably go on for a long time. I think it's going to be more common that we have to make these kinds of decisions and operate in more controlled environments, and processes will be really critical. The technology we use becomes really critical. You know, we've invested a lot in that in the last few years, and our ability to do stuff like the remote trade evaluations and service your vehicles remotely. And you know, the cars keep changing, the vehicles and the market keeps changing, and we're just going to have to continue to adapt with it. That's for sure. Regardless of what's happening today and what's going on, those things are real.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the websites, once we get to Ford and Toyota, after we land at Dungeon's Choices, it's easy to navigate. I mean, you've got everything from what you got going on as far as new, used, and the different varieties of pre-owned, as well as what's available with the shop services as well.
That's right.
I understand that your pre-owned is still, you know, that's the hot market.
Well, it has been, yeah. We've been all year been selling lots of used cars and in the market to buy used cars. And, you know, that slowed down just a little bit, but we still are seeing lots of activity on our websites on new and used vehicles. And, you know, there's a great values out there in used cars right now. There's a lot of technology that's available in the used cars that, you know, came in vehicles that came out 2 or 3 years ago. That if you've got an older vehicle, you can step up without having to buy a new vehicle and get that expense, but get something in between that has a lot of this new technology in it, whether it's safety stuff or stuff to help you engage with the rest of your life on your phone and apps to help you find parking places and how to, you know, towing things and maps and all that. It does all come together today in your vehicle, of course. So if you don't have that kind of technology in your vehicle, it's starting to be available on 2 and 3 and 4 year old used cars that have great value, and that's really the niche where we focus is the cars that have a lot of life left, maybe about 3 years old, maybe 2 to 5 is really the sweet spot, 3 or 4, and then cars that don't have too many miles. We like to keep them. You know, we traditionally said under 100,000 miles, but these days if we get some with many more miles that have great life in them. I think we've got an older Ford truck right now, a 2001 with just over 100,000 miles, so it's a really low mileage vehicle. We just traded for a really nice Tacoma TRD Sport. Is a national package premium edition of the TRD package that's actually not available in our region. So it's a unique vehicle. It's beautiful black 4x4 Tacoma used truck. That's going to be a great truck for somebody. You know, another thing we haven't mentioned today that comes with all our new vehicles, and we have most of our used cars too, is our Q certified warranty at Dungeness, the Dungeness Q certified program. And what that is, Tom, is on our new vehicles, we give you a no cost 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no additional cost. That's just for doing business with Dungeness. And on the used cars, it's a 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty. On all our vehicles that qualify, they're typically less than 10 years old and under 100,000 miles. And we think that's a great value. It's a nationwide warranty and something that only comes from Dungeness.
Well, that is really cool. Now, folks, if you want to learn more, you can always call Brad, and you can always get on the website, too. How can they get a hold of the dealership for the variety of different services?
It's easy. Just give us a call at 918-333-0900. My direct line is 918-335-6701. I'm here all the time. You can reach me through Facebook, too, at any of our Facebook pages, or reach out to me personally on Facebook. I'll be happy to communicate with you anyway. You know, I am really here almost every day and most of the time helping my team. And if anybody has any question, I'd love to talk to them. So it'd be great. Give me a call.
All right, Brad, till next week, take care, be safe, and thank you very much for being a part of the program today, as always.
Well, you too, Tom, and thank you for all you guys are doing at Barlesville Radio during this time, too. It's so important to have our local news and content here that you guys provide us so well. Thank you.